Today's Mishnah in Masechet Peah is Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. So now the question is, what happens in the event that, as we spoke about earlier, the questions of Suffolk Leket, and what would happen if you've got ant holes and you've got things that definitely include grain that should have been given to the Aniyim? That was the transitional Mishnah that brings us to the Mishnah that is the problem of how do we determine what is given to the Aniyim. So we spoke about the question of Rabbi Meir and Suffolk Leket, that we said could be even a D'oraisa, and it would make it Potter from Meiser, and it would be based on a deeper reading of Tazovotam, which means just let go, will ya? Let go, like we say in English. Leave it. Leave it means just stop being so makbid on it. You know, just leave it. So that would have meant that anything that we would have said was a suffix, leave it for them. But how about in a situation where you had a person who piles up his gaddish? His gaddish, he's the owner. He had all of these bales that he had made, and he puts it all in his field over an area of the field where the Aniyim hadn't had an opportunity yet to take out the leket. This is not if he did it himself, but even if it just happened. So a gaddish that was not luka tachtav, we have a knas, a very unusual situation, which is also based on this idea of tazovota, a knas that wherever leket is covered over by the balabayas's food, whether he did it on purpose or not, any grain that's in touch with the ground belongs to the Aniyim. And you cannot make a hash'orah. Well, normally this is the amount of leket that comes from that much of an area in a field. You have to allow even the things that are clearly the owners. If they are in touch with the ground, they have to be given to the Aniyim, even if it's in bales, even if it's in sheaves. Makes no difference. Furthermore, normally when we give a knas, we are not kenes shegega to mezit. But over here, we're kenes even a shegega. So that means that all of this is essentially built, bepashtus, on the idea of the tazovota. The question, of course, would be, what would be the din on legabe mice? Because we're going to see that that's a very serious question. If you give the Aniyim something that isn't leket, then how come it doesn't say that you have to take off Meiser? Because otherwise you're going to be machshil them if you're, I mean, it's all very nice saying the Rabbanan made a knas, but nonetheless, what would they do about the D'oraisa, which would be a chiev of trumas and Meisers? You can't just call it leket. So.
Why not hefker bet than hefker?
So that's the question. Hefker Bezdin Hefker is actually not true here because it's only Hefker for Aniyim. They're not making it Hefker. And Hefker La Aniyim is not called Hefker. Right? So Ripke Vigor has a brilliant answer to that. It's a classic Achreinish Esfara. Listen to this. Hefker La Aniyim Bilvad is not Hefker. But Hefker Bezdin Hefker is for everyone. They're only applying it to Aniyim. Isn't that beautiful? This is Hefker. Who is Zeichet to this Hefker? Whoever we made in Takana, that is Zeichet to Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So it only goes to the Aniyim, but it's total Hefker. I'm telling you, that is such a classic. The transitional level between the Rishonim and the Acharonim is like, wow. All of these brilliant, clear-cut distinctions that used to just sort of be given. Why? Anyway, so that's the Rebbe Gevager's answer. Why doesn't it say, in fact, that you have to take off Meiser? Come on, nobody smiles? Andy smiling? David Solomon smiling? Gavi smiling? Of course, nobody else is showing up! Man, oh man. All right. In my frustrations, I will continue and pretend that there's people here. So, Haruach Shepizrata Omarim. But what about if a wind came along, a mean wind, and it scattered the grain of the Baal HaBayit, the Baal HaSodah, over the area that the Aniyim had not yet collected. Now, there, we don't give a knas to the wind, and in that case, there is no knas, and instead, we actually do the classic hashara, how much can we give? So we do an amida, omdimota, so we make an estimate. Kama leket hiru yala asot minotin la'aniyim. So what you do is you estimate how much normally would have come out of leket over here, and that's what you give to the aniyim. And you take a look at the very specific situation right here, which would include, not as standard, would include the specific state of the grain in terms of how dry it is, how loose it is, how likely it is that there were pieces that would fall out. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, no. There's a standard evaluation rate of an average leket. That's called bichdei nefila. It's not called an amida of this particular field. And you're notein la'aniyim bichdei nefila. So you give them what is the normal amount that comes. And the Yerushalmi actually gives it that the amida, the shear of bichdei nefila, is basically 4 kav of leket for every kur of zera, which is the amount of land that you can plant 1 kur of zera. So that would be this year. Okay, there's a lot of beautiful discussions about this, according to which it would come out that the bichdei nefila might mean the amount of seed that you would have put in to yield this amount of grain, and that would be the leket that you would give to the, meaning that it was actually bichdei the nefila to yield this type of grain, which is a completely different approach. Okay, beautiful. I mean, that's how the Rambam seems to learn. So he says it's basically the same bichdei nefila that we speak about in Bava Metzia, which is the amount that you need in order to get this amount of yield. That would mean it was a gzera d'rabbanan. Okay, Rabosa, a nice beginning to Perek Hei. Looking forward to hearing wonderful things from each of you and for all of Klal Yisrael, and a lovely day. Chidushim, Yisuras Teves, and all kinds of personal happiness.